This is Dr. O'Neill dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Robert Zavala. Date of birth, August 18, 1962. Case ID number is 669-8058. Date of exam, October 26, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/2/2023. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain with foot drop of the left side. The claimant is presently employed at La Playa Restaurant, where he has been there for 16 years. Before that time, he worked at Asados Restaurant for another 18 years. At the present time, he is working 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He lives in a house with his wife, and his wife is working. The claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back pain with left foot drop. History of allegations. The claimant states that since 2008, he has had difficulty with his lumbar sacral back area. He did injure his back when he was an eight-year-old, when he jumped off a car in 1970, but states that his real pain started after he had a laminectomy performed in 2008. He states the character of the pain is an aching, stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to his left leg area. As noted earlier, he did have a status post laminectomy with poor results, resulting in left leg radiculopathy with atrophy. His limitations include being able to walk 1/2 block, comma, stand for 2 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices and he has difficulty with decreased balance. He also suffers from numbness and the dragging of his left leg. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, feeding the dogs, and also is working part-time as a waiter and actually carries food plates to the customers. His physician is Dr. Kiri, and he has seen a chiropractor and also received 2 months of physical therapy for his back. At the present time, he is taking gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, which he states does give some relief, but very minimal. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain with a herniated disc of the lumbar back with left leg radiculopathy and atrophy and foot drop consisting of peroneal nerve damage. His condition is stable at this time but has not improved with the surgery. Could you limitations? The claimant is able to walk 1/2 block, comma, stand for 2 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, but and bend over to pick up clothes. He has difficulty squatting. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time. He does have a contracture of the small fingers bilaterally, but otherwise has no other problems. His physician is Dr. M. Kuye, K-U-Y-E. He is presently on gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, which he states gives minimal relief, but does give some relief. He has very mild physical activity that he does at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 82. They don't know what he died of. Mother is 80 years old and has heart disease, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and cardiac arrhythmia. Medications, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, and lovastatin, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, history of liver disease secondary to alcohol abuse, and lumbosacral back pain with left leg radiculopathy and atrophy. Major surgeries, surgery for a ruptured diverticulitis or diverticuli, which was performed in 1988, lumbosacral back laminectomy in 2008. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 3 six-packs per day for 45 years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he did use marijuana, and the last time he used it was in 2003. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. He does have liver disease coming from alcohol abuse. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 186 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 151 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 82 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 27. General, this is a 61-year-old male. Who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant had a normal cephalic atraumatic head. He also had positive scleroicteris, which was noted on physical examination. No conjunctival petechiae were noted. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does wear dentures. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. OD uncorrected is 20 over 40. Pinhole is 20 over 40. OS uncorrected is 20 over 40. Pinhole is 20 over 40. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 40. The claimant does not use glasses at this time except for reading. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate, heart rate, and rhythm with auscultation. There is a plus 3 over 5 murmur on the left side of his chest. No rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 14-centimeter mid-abdominal vertical scar in the pelvis area, measuring 14 centimeters, where a diverticuli rupture was repaired. The claimant also has a 11-centimeter lumbar sacral back surgical scar where a laminectomy and possible other surgery was performed. The claimant is not too knowledgeable about the surgery that was performed on him. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a visible atrophy of the left leg. His left calf was measured to be 34 centimeters, and the right calf was 38 centimeters. He also has weakness and a peroneal nerve damage with left foot drop noticed. Could you drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. However, the claimant does have decreased function and strength of the left leg with a left peroneal foot drop and nerve damage. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. He appeared to be limping on his left leg. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. And the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially the left lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for left leg atrophy and left foot drop. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. The claimant does have bilateral small finger contractures in both small fingers, which may be Dupuytren's contracture. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position. Was 90 degrees bilaterally and in the supine position was 80 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to flex the left knee at 130 degrees and the right knee at 150 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on the right leg only and not on the left, and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He did not present with an assistive device, but more likely than not would benefit from one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to oppose fingers and make a full closed fist. However, he does have contractures of the small fingers bilaterally, which looks like Dupuytren's contracture. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis and patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left lower extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the left lower extremity, where the claimant has radiculopathy and atrophy and left foot drop with peroneal nerve damage. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left lower extremity, where muscle strength was plus 3 over 5. Fine indexer's finger control is mightily abnormal. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine area. No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of peroneal nerve damage of the left lower extremity with possible radiculopathy and herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant has bilateral Dupuytren's contracture of both small fingers. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, especially in the left lower leg. The claimant has some limitations in his visual acuity, but no limitations in his visual fields. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left leg radiculopathy with atrophy, muscle spasms, and peroneal nerve damage with left foot drop and lumbar sacral back sprain with possible herniated disc. Probable diagnoses. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain with left foot drop radiculopathy and peroneal nerve damage. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant does have confirmed atrophy of the left leg and does have some problems ambulating. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Robert Zavala.